Currently 57 degrees in Lynchburg, 58 in Bedford, 59 in Roanoke and Salem, 59 in Danville, 56 in Appomattox. Now, some areas are getting, it's kind of lighting up a little bit. The rain's getting a little lighter, but still, lots of rain coming down.
You know what? I thank God for memories.
Right. Well,
may be beautiful and
not,
yet
not that
they
not
can
just...
come back to bite you right in the blank
right in the neck because that rhymes. Thank God for memories and Memorex
because yes.
when you say things on tape, they're there forever.
This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic what they're trying to do, and it cannot be sustained. And do everything in my power, along with my friends in the House and the Senate, to keep that from becoming the law.
You know, here on the Morning Jam, we don't do a lot of requests, but we're sending this one out to MSNBC, CNN, Vanity Fair, The Washington Post, all those wonderful, reliable media places that that told you that changing the voting laws in Georgia is Jim Crow.
Yeah. I mean, they even moved the All-Star Game out of the state because how dare we? And all the movie companies said, we're not filming in that state anymore. It's so racist.
Right. Vanity Fair's headline was massive voter suppression bill. Jim Crow in a suit and tie. They blasted across. All right, so here's the truth. Are you ready for the truth? Let me bring some truth into your life. They are seeing record-breaking turnout from the primary. Record-breaking.
Wait a minute. I thought they weren't letting them leave their homes to vote.
All right, well, now listen. This is incredible to me. And I will say, the Washington Post admits that voting is surging despite previous reports and claims about voter suppression. Okay. So you got to give them a nod for that one. A 70-year-old black woman spoke with the Post and said she was surprised at how easily she was able to vote. I had heard they were going to try to deter us in any way possible because of the fact that we didn't go Republican in the last election and Trump didn't win. To go in there and vote as easily as I did, and to be treated with the respect that I knew I deserved as an American citizen, I was really thrown back. Do tell. According to the Office of the Georgia Secretary of State, there has been nearly 800,000 ballots cast by Georgians as of Friday.
Oh, okay.
Three times that of 2018, significantly higher than 2020. Major media outlets joined Stacey Abrams and Joe Biden in saying that Georgia's Election Integrity Act was Jim Crow and would suppress voting. It was just horrifying. Well, you played it.
Yeah.
Such information likely came as a surprise to the Post, who last June tweeted that the law signed in by Georgia governor imposes a number of restrictions on voting, and thus earned its comparison, effectively blocking black men and women from voting in the American South.
Oh, it was specific to that, right? That's what the law specifically said.
But that it was disproportionately more difficult for people of color to vote. It's so insulting.
Yeah.
It's just like what I was talking about earlier. Yeah. And of course, not only that, you had Abrams really pushing that. Now, Georgia voters are condemning her.
Good.
About comments that she's made, because she called it the worst state in the country to live in.
The one she wants to represent.
Yeah. It did not well.
Yeah, I hope she gets beat bad. I just so convinced, because she still hasn't conceded. She still thinks she's pseudo governor.
One person said, well, isn't that sweet? She and Donald have that in common.
Yeah.
Why does she think it's the worst? Because she didn't win the last election, said one citizen. Abrams, who is running unopposed for the Democratic nomination for governor, lost to Brian Kemp in 2018. It was a close race. I don't think it'll be close this time at all.
Well,
I think she will lose handedly.
I hope so.
One person said that the comments were absolute nonsense. during the speech, Abrams said, "I'm running for governor because I know that we have to have a conversation about who we are in the state and what we want for each other and from each other. I'm tired of hearing how we're the best state in the country to do business when we're the worst state in the country to live." Hmm. Yikes.
Wow. And that's recent? That's a recent comment from her?
Evidently.
Wow, that one should be on all the billboards.
Abrams acknowledged such a statement would be politicized. Well, if you know that.
Damn straight, right? You're a politician.
And further explained that mental health and incarceration rates in the state could be improved significantly. I'm sure there's a lot of things in all states that can be improved significantly, sure. Einstein. This is crazy. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Of course, that the to me, it's almost as interesting that you've got former Vice President Pence supporting one and Donald Trump supporting the other to win the Republican nomination to run against her.
That's interesting.
That voting is today.
Mm-hmm.
We probably won't know till tomorrow, but.
Well, this is what the voters in Georgia say they're most concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Economy.
Yes.
Top priority.
Sure.
Immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Price of gas is a really big one.
Yep.
And competence.
Yep. Yep. Competence is always good.
One person said, "I'm a Trump guy. I'm not going to vote for Purdue, though. I don't think he's as competent as Kemp."
Mm-hmm.
Kemp has proven he's more competent as far as business goes, especially in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Everything stems from having good business. You get more jobs, you get better schools, get better tax base. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
And I'm going to vote for him for sure.
Yeah.
Kemp holds a 22-point lead against Purdue.
Yeah.
Who Trump is endorsing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's on the right side of that one.
No. And of course, he went after Kemp big time for certifying the election.
Yeah, but see, that just makes him look so small.
It does.
It really does. Just like when he went after Pence.
Yeah.
It just made him look. I mean, he was asking Pence to do things he could not do.
He couldn't do. Yeah, the Constitution didn't allow it.
Right. So. I mean, so it wasn't like he was just being, but he acted like. I mean, that's when he really earned the baby Trump balloon.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, okay,
well,
I see.
Do we want to keep hearing about the what happened back there versus
right.
where we're going?
And that's the difference now. Before it was Make America Great Again, it was forward thinking, mm-hmm. forward moving. None of what he's saying. I mean, you look at the rallies that they've been doing. One of the things that Pence actually said is it's time to send a deafening message across America that the Republican Party is part of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he didn't mention Trump because
right.
he's too classy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But people said it was, it was definitely a.
You think Pence
throwing
runs
some shade?
Do you think Pence runs for president?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he would win
mm-hmm.
if he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's a classy guy. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he would put his family through it. Honestly.
True. Yeah.
But.
Well, it's.
That's how he hits me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, there would be blood in the streets as far as not riots, but I'm talking about virtual Republican blood.
Because Trump
yeah,
would be
because
so upset.
It's if Trump runs, the Republican Party, I think it will be decimated in some ways. Because I think he will take the flamethrower and just melt everything that's in his way. And that's not necessarily the way you should go.
Right.
There's a lot of melted, hurt people
yeah,
at the end.
Scorched earth doesn't work out great for anybody
because
in the long run.
When it was him against the media and the Democrats, it played well and it did well. Obviously, mm-hmm. he won.
Right.
But if he takes on all those and the Republican Party, which I think that half of them don't want it, and the half that say they do, they're more afraid of Trump than anything. You know, I don't know how many true diehard Trump people there are when it comes to the Republican Party. It just seems to me that there's more that are concerned about him than anything. All I know is we cannot let a Democrat... I read an article talking about possible brownouts and blackouts this summer. People, that's our future if Democrats stay in power. That is our future.
Well, and it's that's already, I mean, they're saying that that's coming.
Yeah.
For sure.
But that will be a regular part of our future.
Right.
Because you cannot build, you know, and it's just like Senator Kennedy said, you can't, I mean, he has, President Biden holds the regulatory keys, so to speak, because he's president. Mm-hmm. He can tell these agencies what to do, basically. And, you know, you've got, You've got a green agenda that is a minuscule part of our overall energy supply system. Coal, fossil fuels, and nuclear are our energy system.
Right.
And to say otherwise, you're living in Candyland. Sorry, because I had someone that works for the government tell me half of the windmills in our country at any given time are not even running.
Right.
He said they're trying to take the two lowest rungs and put them at the top, and they're going to force it, and they're going to crash our whole energy grid. Well, it's already hanging by a thread now.
They're already warning Michigan, you know, to prepare.
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, when we come back, we'll lighten it up a little bit. Yes. We'll have our winner with our Come to the Table Tuesday. You want to get in last minute, 434-248-0704. Just... tell us you want to participate and come to the table.
Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam. Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Question.
Yeah.
Jefferson Starship or Jefferson Airplane?
I grew up on Starship.
Yeah.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured because you grew up on the Starship, I grew up on the airplane.
Yeah. So you prefer airplane?
I soared at lower heights than you did because you got to go in the stratosphere.
But it's all good.
Oh, it is good. Yeah.
Hey, guess what I've discovered?
What?
With my investigative talents.
Okay.
I finally figured out what it is that our vice president has been doing over the last year and a half.
Well, she's had several jobs. What? I mean, is she doing something else now?
I mean, I think so. Because didn't she go to Australia recently?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. A group of Australian knitters have come together to knit the world's largest tea cozy.
Wow.
16 and a half feet tall.
What?
63.3 feet in circumference.
Holy.
Uh-huh.
Cow.
Yeah. The Knit a Row and Go Knitting Group, I'm sorry, teamed up with knitters in West Australia and Queensland to knit the massive tea cozy.
Wow.
The finished product was made from more than 186 miles of yarn.
What?
Yeah.
186 miles.
Right. They were trying to beat the Guinness World Record of... an 11.15 feet tall tea cozy with a 36 foot circumference. So it's being submitted. I want to know where they got the teapot to cover it with. That's what I want to know. Is where that? So I think that now we know why she went.
Well, at least we know what she's been doing.
Right. Honestly, it's her biggest accomplishment since she's been in office. So, and to be clear, guys, I don't know that she didn't participate in that. I was just making fun of her yarn, her knitting.
Okay, so...
like she should have time to knit, I'm just saying.
It's 163 miles to Williamsburg from here.
Wow.
So it's another 20 miles past Williamsburg.
That's how much...
that's how much yarn. That is amazing.
That is. That's pretty
crazy.
That is
amazing.
Isn't it interesting what people get started on?
Oh, I know.
And it's just like, you know, why?
Yeah.
But we do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love, you know, my little garden. I can feel my body relaxing. When I went out in the rain yesterday with Rogan, and we planted, because he doesn't love the rain. Mm-hmm. I ended up taking him to the neighbors,
right,
because they have an indoor arena for their horses.
Yeah.
And they've got a boxer who's what they call their little crackhead, and that dog will run and run and run, and mm-hmm. they ran and they ran until they couldn't run anymore. And I mean, she wore his butt out. And it was great. He was so much calmer the rest of the day after that. Well, you're not going to be calm after you hear this story. Washington Democratic congressional candidate, her name is Rebecca Parson.
Okay.
She's got some bold ideas to get Congress to pass housing legislation.
Okay.
Yeah. Her idea is have 1 million people break into empty houses.
I heard this story and I shook my head.
Like this isn't real?
Yeah, no, but it's real.
It's quite real.
Yeah, it's real.
Parson, a member of the Democratic Socialist of America.
Oh, of course.
Is running to represent Washington's 6th Congressional District. In a video ad, she outlined what she and her followers can do if she wins.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine I proposed a House for All bill in Congress. Then imagine you, me, and 1 million of our friends took action and occupied empty houses nationwide. Yep. They couldn't ignore us, mm-hmm. she said in the ad.
Right.
No one has ever done anything like this.
Nope.
This is why it's going to work. She was reached out to for details of the plan. They did not immediately respond. On the surface, the strategy appears to amount to trespass, a misdemeanor in Washington, though state law does say that it is a defense if the property is abandoned. Occupying buildings is nothing new for her.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, she was the spokesperson for the group Tacoma Housing Now, which organized a group of homeless people in 16 rooms at a motel in Fife, Washington. The group paid for one night of the rooms, then demanded that the city and government pay as the people refused to leave. They finally left after 6 days when police came and got them out. Parson, who says she's been homeless herself, imagine that. She can't hold a job. I'm shocked. She also has an atypical position on minimum wage. While those in the further left part of the Democratic Party often support a $15 minimum wage, Parson said the minimum wage shouldn't be $7.50. It shouldn't be $15. It should be
$30. Oh, jeez.
That's
wow.
The bare minimum in every county in the U.S. for an adult with a kid to afford housing, food, health care, basic necessities.
Hmm.
She ran for Congress in 2020, and she lost in the primary. Shocking, I know. You people who want to call yourself a socialist, you who are embracing that terminology, this is what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here.
Yep.
That's the craziness.
Yep.
You know, I think Bernie kind of, you know, put a kinder, gentler face on it. To where people are like, well, yeah, maybe I can kind of see it. No, this is what it looks like. And the $15 minimum wage is already killing us.
Yeah. Well, and some of that hasn't even been fully implemented yet. It's going to take some states a little bit to get up to that $15.
Yeah, a loaf of bread's going to cost like 40 bucks.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We're going to have true hyperinflation.
Oh, yeah.
If things like that happen. Got Lester on the line real quick. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Let me turn my radio.
Yeah, you got to turn that radio down.
Yeah, like in the old days. Anyway, I called in to see if y'all guys wanted to go do a little time traveling with me this morning.
Okay.
Where are we going?
We're going back 2 years ago when the show started.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
I was having an interaction with Janet about something the other day. I can't think what it was on Messenger.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about some of the times that we had, or some of the arguments we had, or some of the good times we had. And I've been going back through those. Through the message, I'm about halfway back to the year you started.
And oh, yeah.
Y'all jump in if you want to. Y'all join me on the if you want to.
Well, it has been a fun ride, that's for certain.
It has.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's all a message that I sent back and forth between y'all.
I think I can see them. I should be able to see them. Oh, and I wanted to tell you we got your tape, too.
Great. Yeah. Great.
And we're glad, Lester, that you stuck with us and have become a part of our morning family here on the Morning Jam. We love all of you.
Do you like the tape?
Well, we just got it. So I'm going to put it on my cassette player and digitize it and convert it to digital so we can listen to it.
Yep. We're gonna fix it up.
It's treasure. I still call John sometimes, talk to him.
Well, right. We're going to give it a listen. Hey, we got to get to break right now, but thank you so much for calling in this morning. All right.
Take care.
We've got your news coming up with your local headlines. We'll share some of that for you. We'll have our winner with Come to the Table Tuesday and just more fun for your morning.
Sounds like an idea.
Mm-hmm. Currently 56 degrees now in the Bedford area, 55 in Lynchburg, 55 in Appomattox, 59 in Danville, 57 in Roanoke and Salem.
Average gasoline prices, you know about it. It's going up in Roanoke. It rose 12.9 cents in the last week, averaging $4.33 per gallon, according to Gas Buddy, surveying 155 stations in Roanoke. The prices are up 47, almost 48 cents. Then a month ago, and it talks about this year it has jumped $1.45 than it was a year ago. That's just crazy. Diesel prices are also increasing 22 cents, almost 23 per gallon. It's 5.51 per gallon, according to this article here. Gas Buddy, of course, is one of the things that my wife and I use to kind of track how things are going locally. And one nice thing about it does say when it was updated, we said not long ago, Janet, oh, it was updated 12 hours ago, and it has gone up 9 cents since 12 hours ago. But anyway, we're talking about this in the first hour, May 23rd, 2018. We were talking about $2.63 a gallon. May 23rd, 2019, $2.51, it was going down. 2020, when the Mean Orange Man was in office, it was $1.62 per gallon in 2020 on May 23rd. And then May 23rd, 2021, it was $2.88. So it had already jumped, you know, $1.20 from the time Trump was out of office to the time Biden was in. And it's gone up increasingly.
Superintendent of Alexandria City Public Schools is voicing criticisms and concerns about a new Virginia Department of Education report released late last week. Governor Glenn Youngkin and his top education officials released the 34-page report on Thursday. The report titled "Our Commitment to Virginians, High Expectations and Excellence for All Students" says Virginia public school students are falling behind national education standards and in part blames state policy choices made by previous administrations and leaders in the Commonwealth. Well, so far that doesn't seem inaccurate. Decisions made at the state level created confusion in Virginia's education and downplayed troubling trends, Jillian Below, Virginia superintendent of public instruction, wrote in the report. It's noteworthy that the rhetorical emphasis on equity coincided with the widening gaps in student achievement, and now decisions at the state level must correct those errors and reverse disturbing trends. I'm sorry, but so far, I don't understand. The report also says Virginia is facing declines in student performance that started long before the pandemic and were illuminated and exacerbated over the past 2 years. Yeah. So, Dr. Gregory Hutchings, who has served as superintendent of Alexandria City School since July of 2018, he says that this report is misleading, that they cherry-picked stats.
Okay.
So.
It can happen.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress is the nation's report card. It's important for anyone referencing them not to cherry-pick the data. When you do that, you're going to tell whatever story you want. Now, that can be true.
True.
And it can be misleading. But the bottom line, Dr. Hutchings, is this. Everything that they're saying in that article, we have seen with our own eyes.
Right.
So that's not cherry-picked.
Right.
When your citizens are actually seeing it,
oh, yeah.
When they're experiencing it with their children, that's not cherry-picked.
No.
I'm sorry if you feel like you're, getting beat up a little bit here, but that's not how that works. Mm. So, well, it's interesting. Governor Youngkin did say in last week's news conference, we know that one-size-fits-all model doesn't work. We have to continue to support innovation across the Commonwealth, including lab schools, government schools, magnet schools, charter schools.
Absolutely.
And there is the full report can be seen online. You can judge for yourself. We encourage you to do that.
Okay. Some Amherst County residents are voicing concerns over a plan to build a recreation trail at Mill Creek Lake. Homeowners recently said that, this could be a danger to the area with the trail. People will throw trash. Some of the land is on our land. Some of it's, belongs to the county. The wildlife there needs to be preserved, says another homeowner. Amherst County Administrator Dean Rogers says they're trying to make a fun destination for people to enjoy the natural beauty. This is our greatest resource. They were given $350,000 by way of a federal grant to boost recreation at the lake. They've already allowed swimming, added beach and floating dock, and they will soon be adding a jump swing. Neighbors claim they've already picked up more trash on their property from visitors. So that seems to be the tension that the surrounding areas, Janet, and neighbors are really concerned that things are going to get trashed around their area.
Well, here's the thing. If the county is going to build that, and I think trails are great, and arguably it's going to add value to your property, too, because you're going to have those walkable trails near you, at least, although obviously they shouldn't build anything without permission.
Sure.
With that. But part of that budget to do that must be a portion of that money has to go to maintain it.
Right. The article says that there's a lot of trash cans, but people aren't using them.
Well,
they're still throwing the trash along the trail.
Or are they full?
Are they being maintained?
Are they being maintained? Because I can tell you, Parks and Rec, In the Lynchburg area, there's a lot of maintenance being done. And it's not just emptying the trash cans. It's getting anything that blows out or over. But if they're overflowing, it's going to blow everywhere.
So
that has to be part of it.
Because of your position earlier in life with the city, the Parks and Rec TV show, I've only seen a few episodes. I'm not a huge fan, although there's nothing bad,
Oh, you mean the
TV show? I just didn't get into it. It wasn't my flavor.
I loved it because it's like The Office,
right? Well, and I may revisit it at some point. But are there any accurate scenarios in that?
I will say they're not all inaccurate. I will say that.
I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted. Unless you want a dish on the show, Janet.
Not entirely inaccurate, I wouldn't say. And I just love, what is the one guy on Parks and Rec?
Is it Amy Poehler was like the head honcho there, right? And always threw a huge cast out on these great things they were going to do.
Right. And you do have those kinds
vision caster.
Of, right.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And You definitely have that.
Mm-hmm. So the guy that was like,
but Ron
didn't have,
Swanson is my
favorite.
Is he
the guy without the personality? He's like super straight-laced guy.
Super straight-laced. Yeah. And
I like his character.
And then Rob Lowe, he's funny.
Right.
Because, you know, he's a vegetarian, and Ron Swanson hates him because he's a vegetarian.
Right? Oh, okay.
And, you know, that's what my food eats, is that, Christopher Pratt is so funny. But Ron, I was probably more like Ron Swanson, to be honest, because he hates government. He hates it.
Right.
And yet he's working.
He's working for government.
Yeah. I thought the show was funny, but anyway. Here is a disturbing story now. And we're seeing it in our area. That's why I'm mentioning it. There is a dangerous trend on TikTok now.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Lug Nut Challenge.
Yep. Read this over the weekend.
And how it works is individuals will loosen the lug nuts on someone's vehicle.
Yep.
In the hopes that later on they can catch them with their camera while the driver is driving away to see what happens and then post the outcome on TikTok.
Yep.
That's not cool, guys.
No. I mean, it's dangerous.
Not only is it dangerous, it could also just tear up your car.
Yeah, absolutely.
And more importantly, hurt somebody.
Sure.
And if something happens that you don't notice it, you get up to a high rate of speed.
Oh, yeah.
Worst case scenario, that tire will come off.
Sure.
Not only that, it becomes a projectile and could take somebody else out. It's a very dangerous situation.
Right.
They say it's really important for parents to watch their kids' social media pages.
And just do a quick walk around your car. I mean,
well,
I hate to say that.
And if your kid all of a sudden is asking you about tools and they've never shown an interest
where's the
before,
lug wrench at, Dad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's a lug wrench, Dad? Where is that? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, if you're a parent and you're aware your child is active on social media of any type, it's good to check, see what they're doing. They can be very influenced. And let's face it, kids don't have a full understanding of the repercussions of doing something like that.
Absolutely.
It's like dumb kids who drop, a little rock off of a bridge thinking it's just a little stone. Right. It's not going to do anything.
Shatter a windshield.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Says if you get caught participating in a lug nut challenge, it can be a felony depending on the damage.
Right.
If the driver gets in a wreck as the result of these actions, you could be responsible for injuries, even death.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I strongly recommend citizens go out before they get in their vehicles to do a walk around. Like you said, look at your tires, make sure nothing looks out of the ordinary. And a local mechanic said, if it happens to your car, the car may feel shaky.
Right.
And
just
if that happens,
right off the road,
get off immediately. Mm-hmm. Check your tires.
Yeah.
If just 60% of a vehicle's lug nuts are missing, a tire can fall off a moving car.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they say if you have been a victim of this, you need to contact police right away, whether you drove it or not.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be shut down.
Yeah. Absolutely. Gosh. I mean, just some of the silliness.
And that's in Covington.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever happened to like the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah, something nice. Like, how about this? Let's go beyond the ice bucket. Let's go to the ice cream sandwich challenge.
Or it's eat breakfast all day today, which inspires our 5 and 9.
It's time for Janet's 5 and 9 on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and 9 is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day, and they're working so hard to keep their prices low so you can keep your food budget somewhat in check. Nowadays, it's kind of hard to do that. Because it is National Eat Breakfast All Day Day, we are giving you a recipe for a breakfast pizza, and you can do anything with this recipe. You can make it your own. If you love sausage, put sausage. You love ham, do ham. Mm-hmm. Bacon, whatever makes you happy.
Right.
You're going to start by preheating your oven to 425 and roll a pizza crust onto a sheet cake pan. You make it into what it looks like a pizza. Pop it in the oven for about 8 minutes and bake it until it's lightly brown. You brush it with oil and poke holes in it so it doesn't like blow up on you. And then you're going to start dressing it. I personally like to get just a little packet. And this is the only time I use the gravy packets like that. But you can whisk that up and make a nice gravy. Put that over it or put your eggs on first. Then do that. Then do your cheese, whatever toppings that you want. And then bake it in another 7 minutes until everything's melted down. And it makes a pretty large breakfast pizza. And you can enjoy squares of that throughout your day. Or your week, really. Put it aside and then bring out a couple and warm them up each morning. It's an easy breakfast pizza. Check it out by going to Facebook. Type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share. Brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
These guys in concert coming up soon, Elmwood Park.
Exciting! Yeah. Okay. That's gonna be you.
Boom, 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 boom. Be doing my squirrel
dance.
That was my
Mark. He was getting down at the wedding.
He was Johnny on the spot squirrel man, right?
He doesn't do the squirrel dance.
No, he doesn't. Oh,
no,
okay.
He Sorry. Can't. Maybe you can teach him.
It's pretty easy. I learned it from John Candy, from Uncle Buck, the movie Uncle Buck.
Oh, goodness. Hey, we want to offer our congratulations out to Jay Foster from Lynchburg, our latest winner with Come to the Table Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We do
Way
this
go,
every Tuesday.
Hey, that rhymes. Way to go, Jay.
Honeybaked Ham is providing us up to 10 box lunches mm-hmm. for those who win. Harvest Baptist Church also helping us out with that, where they remind you it is time to be kind.
Wait a minute. I just realized something.
What?
That doesn't rhyme. Way to go, Jay doesn't rhyme. It must have been he was our winner today. Way to go, Jay. That rhymes.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for helping me correct that.
Way to go, J-Lo. That would have rhymed. But, you know, I'm just saying.
I don't think she's, she could be listening, I guess. I don't know. She is Jenny from the block.
So, you know my thoughts on people not sticking to their lane.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, some people just need to, you know, stick to your lane.
Right. That can mean many things.
Well, you know, for example,
okay.
if you're a singer,
yes, yes.
Do we really care about your political views? Probably not.
No.
Things like that. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You know, just shut up and sing sometimes.
Yeah, okay, I can go with that.
And I know Arby's has the meats. I get it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
We have the meat.
You had that somewhere.
There's a 10-minute rap of that song.
Okay.
Him just saying that over and over.
Well, guess what Arby's is doing now?
No, please don't say it.
For the first time in company history,
right.
The fast food giant, best known for their roast beef, is going to start selling burgers.
No, not a good idea.
Why? Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Y'all don't even have a griddle. You know why? Because you don't need one.
Right.
You know why? Because you shouldn't be selling hamburgers.
True.
The Wagyu, which is really expensive, steakhouse mm-hmm. burger.
Right.
Is being offered for $5.99 now through the end of July. It's made from a combination of ground beef and Wagyu beef.
Wait, what's Wagyu beef?
It's like a really expensive
okay.
beef.
All right.
And they say they spent more than 2 years working on it. Why?
Yeah.
Why don't just work on making your own food better? It's 50% bigger than McDonald's Quarter Pounder.
Oh.
Weighing 6.4 ounces before it hits the grill. Comes dressed with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles, red onion, and a special sauce. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
I may be willing to give it a try.
Boring burgers are a fast food staple, so Arby felt compelled to raise the bar.
Well?
Bringing a premium burger that redefines what's possible from a drive-thru.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's a mistake, but maybe not. Hey, you know what we missed?
What?
National Bike to Work Day.
It wouldn't have been a good day today to bike to work.
Hey, you know what? If Biden's in office much longer, we're all going to be biking to work.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, no, we won't. You know why?
Why?
Because we can't have any tires. You know why? Because they're made of petroleum.
Dang. Gosh.
I could say we could walk to work, but can't do that either. You know why? Shoes are made of petroleum. It's just, I'm telling you, it just goes on and on.
Good night.
And on. We often talk about, you know, the different Guinness World Records.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a cool one.
All right.
An Idaho man donned a blindfold and managed to catch a beach ball thrown by a neighbor 35 times in 1 minute. I don't know that I could do that without a blindfold.
Wow.
He has broken more than 200 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education.
Okay, yeah.
And previously broke the record for the most blindfold beach ball catches in 30 seconds with his neighbor throwing. Hannon, who has broken more than 25 two-person records with Rush, again offered his throwing services for the 60-second version.
Okay.
It's so funny to me. Ever since the pandemic, people are working. So many people are working at breaking Guinness records. That's what boredom will do for you.
Well, true.
I guess.
So these people, I mean, there's 11.2 million job openings out there. Can't they go find a job by now?
Well, one would think not until that socialist gets that $30 an hour minimum wage.
Well, good night.
You know, we've talked an awful lot about unfortunate names for businesses.
Okay. Yeah.
A sign for a strip club in North Carolina. Jeez.
Okay.
Is causing, controversy.
Okay. I'm in. Go ahead. This must be bad.
There's a big old banner that says, "Future site of the Hoochie Hut."
Oh, jeez.
24-hour adult superstore and strip club. A few pretty girls and a couple of ugly ones.
Well, maybe they're just being honest.
Okay. Alrighty then. There's some folks that live close by that are concerned.
I guess so.
In addition to traffic and parking issues, he's worried about the financial impacts to potential new businesses. The only thing that would be worse for lowering your property value would be if you had a bad school district. It would literally be better to have a sewer plant instead of a strip club built in your neighborhood.
Well.
Oh, boy. Well. We'll,
I just feel like that's not a good note to leave on.
We'll keep an eye out for the Hoochie Hut coming to a neighborhood near you. The sign is pretty vulgar.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, well,
pretty bad.
Yeah, a bunch of homeowners will be out there voting for only the pretty strippers.
Right, right.
The ugly ones can go to the next
county. I thought maybe it was the ugly part that was the offensive part. Apparently, no.
Make today awesome. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Virginia Talk Radio Network, 100.9.